Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it was only right and fitting, huh, that Tennessee native Chloe Moore McNeil dribbled out the clock Monday night. Chloe just part of that signature landmark Indiana win at Tennessee, 79-67. A career-high 15 for Chloe, along with 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. The win, by the way, elevated IU to number 9 Tuesday in the coaches' poll and was the first win ever by a Big Ten team at the Thompson Bowling Arena.
I didn't question, I wasn't wondering how tough, but... I guess I was wondering, you know, how tough of a group that we have. So, you know, I thought Grace Berger just, again, she's our leader. We're going to be a team that's going to really just play off of Grace's toughness. And there's not a greater competitor, not only on our team, but in the country.
Grace, 13 points and 10 rebounds, along with 6 assists and 2 steals, stuffing the stat sheet. As usual, the 9th-ranked women will be home at Simon Scott to Bowling Green Thursday at 7 o'clock. Pacers on the airwaves tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame from Charlotte at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it never, ever gets old. The big show, the road to Cary, North Carolina, opening up for Todd Yeagley's Indiana soccer team Sunday at noon on the Yeagley pitch out at Armstrong Stadium against either St. Louis or Memphis. Those two teams will meet in Memphis on Thursday night. You know, as we told you Tuesday, Indiana has the 13th national seed, the only Big Ten team with a national seed. And as you know, the Hoosiers played one of the toughest regular season schedules in the country, as its first 6 matches included 4 ranked opponents and 4 opponents that made the NCAA tournament a year ago. Indiana embraced the challenge.
I do feel really good about our growth. I look back at, you know, I'm always back reviewing some moments earlier in the season when we're looking at different concepts, and we're a much better team than game 1, game 2, game 3, and it's clear where our rotation is. Guys are confident.
And I tell you, that's one of those intangibles this time of year, being confident that you're going to be a tough out in this 48-team field. The head coach of the soccer Hoosiers, Todd Yeagley. Sunday at noon against either St. Louis or Memphis. Pacers bounce the ball on the airwaves tonight down at Charlotte, 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.